This will be the campaign where we learn that sort of Twitter matters in the way that television mattered for the, you know, the Nixon-Kennedy debates. Twitter gives you two things that you don't get through, say, a traditional focus group or through a survey. So the first thing compared to a survey is that we're getting it in real time. We're getting the reactions that people have as they're having them, not after they've seen, you know, David Brooks' commentary afterward or read the New York Times or Fox News. So it's a kind of immediate reaction. Now, focus groups do that as well, but focus groups tend to be done in a somewhat unnatural setting. You're brought together with people that you don't necessarily know. What you say is not really on the record. It's sort of an unnatural situation in which you present views that maybe you think you're supposed to show. Whereas here, this is people in their natural environment, their natural behavior. They're on the record for the things that they say, and they're speaking to their friends and followers on Twitter. The other thing that's really great is that the reactions are time-stamped at the exact time that they said them. The audience should be measured, and resonance can be measured with these reactions. And that's what I think Twitter is really ideal for doing.